Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. Also on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Well, it's fucking Friday. It's 17th day of, 17th day of November 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 44 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 56 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 35. So it is cold weather. It's fucking winter. It's not just a day on the calendar. It's winter. No, it's fucking winter, people. That news for you. Anyways, we'll be getting into the bullshit here shortly, as quickly as we can. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's jump over to the alternative media here on the internet that's being built more and more every day. You know, these fucking propagandists. Whoops, what am I doing that for? That's not what I wanted. Okay, let's see what we got. Undercover footage of Freemason, Master Mason degree ritual. And if you haven't, go over to the site and watch this. You think these motherfuckers aren't fucking some sick son of a bitches? You think these aren't the ground troops of the fucking Israelis, of the fucking goddamn Jew motherfuckers that have fucking infiltrated every fucking government across the fucking planet? Think again. Take a look at these fuckers and see what they're into. Massachusetts hospital patients were possibly exposed to HIV hepatitis while undergoing endoscopy. I don't think so. Israel shoots two Palestinian children while playing on a scooter in the West Bank. And yeah, you should go watch this one too. This fucking kid's trying to play in the fucking street, shot down like fucking animals. That's what could be by animals. You know, Israeli Defense Force. I think they don't understand what that fucking word means. There's nothing defensive about fucking invading another fucking country, another fucking people, further expanding your fucking borders. That's called goddamn empire building, isn't it? That's called aggression. Researchers at Yale University have created a new airborne method to deliver for the mRNA vaccines. They claim that their tests were able to successfully vaccinate mice intranasally without any injections, and believe that this will revolutionize the way people are vaccinated in the future. And what this guy talks about, and he says, they're going to spray it on you. He said, well, wait a minute. Don't I have the option to fucking say, fuck you? Don't I have the option to fucking refuse? No, well, we're just going to fucking spray you like we fucking spray fucking our crops, like we fucking with fucking poison, like we spray or give injections to our herds. You're going to take it whether you want it or fucking not. Well, maybe you can fucking do it. Maybe you can't. Maybe when you land that fucking plane, you'll go home to your family's fucking throats cut. Maybe. Ask yourself why there is no autism, ADD, autoimmune disease found in Amish people who do not vaccinate their children. I already fucking know. I don't have to ask. Displacement and killing surge in West Bank amid Gaza war. See, I knew, wondered what was going on over there. I was sure of what it was. Now let's look at some of this more, this fucking defense. This is by Connor Freeman, antiwar.com. The UN human rights chief said, I'm ringing the loudest possible alarm bell about the potential explosive situation in the occupied bank. You mean the genocide being committed against the fucking Palestinian people? A wave of murders, violence, and harassment waged against Palestinians has been unleashed by Israeli defense forces. You've unleashed harassment, murders, defense? See, them motherfuckers, I call themselves a defense force. There's fucking nothing defensive about what they're doing. You got to be a fucking retard to fucking believe that. Personal and illegal shelters alike in the occupied West Bank, according to the Times of Israel, nearly 200 Palestinians have been killed, including 48 children. You love killing those little kids, don't you? Like the one you shot off that fucking scooter, you fucking maniacs. You sick in the head, motherfucking arrogant pricks. Wait till you get to fight real fucking men. We'll slaughter you like the fucking pig shit you are. In the West Bank, since Tel Aviv's massive bombing campaign against the besieged Gaza Strip was launched last month, B Teslam, the premier Israeli human rights organization, reports that since the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. Now, see, I want to see who this fucking by. Who did this fucking anti-war? Anti-war? Hey, you motherfuckers, it wasn't a goddamn attack. It was a false flag attack. It's been fucking concluded that it was. It's been proven that it fucking was. What are you doing on here saying, acting like it fucking actually fucking happened? And that it wasn't a fucking operation by Mossad and Hamas, all being fucking stooges of the fucking kite fucking Israeli Zionist fucking government, huh? Why'd you throw that in there? Is that how you get your wallet fat? You got IMC behind your fucking name of your site. Are you incorporated, you son of a bitches? Are you running a 501c3 and fattening your fucking wallets, sitting in front of goddamn $100,000 fucking sets, you son of a bitches? See, this is propaganda at its best. B'Tselem, the premier Israeli human rights organization, reports since October 7th, Hamas attacked on southern Israel. Didn't fucking happen, asshole. It was a false flag, and Israelis were killing fucking Israelis from fucking choppers. There's fucking film of it. You can see it. Everybody knows it. Quit fucking saying it if you're a fucking patriot site, you son of a bitches. Call it what it is. A false fucking flag. 963 Palestinians have been displaced in these rampant attacks. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs estimates the number of people forced from their homes and villages is even higher. Forced from your homes and villages. That's a defensive act, right? Walk up and kill you in your fucking house, fucking bulldoze your fucking house, and build one for a fucking Israeli invader or a fucking goddamn kike invader. You sick son of a bitches. Is that defense? Does that rate defense, people? Look it up in the fucking dictionary. I don't think it does. OCHA notes about 1,150 Palestinians from 15 herding communities have been uprooted by repressive movement restrictions imposed on Palestinians in the West Bank, as well as the settler violence. Entire villages such as Radim and Zanyuta have been depopulated over the last month as well. So they're driving them out of their fucking... This is defense! Defense! Killing people. Unarmed people. Kids. Little babies. Defense. That's that was a defensive shot on that kid on that goddamn fucking scooter board, wasn't it? Go look at it. Look at that. Want to see how they defend themselves. In the same time, the Yish Din organization estimates that there have been in excess of 185 attacks by settlers against Palestinians in more than 48 villages and towns. And boy, this is just a redo of what they did here in America to the fucking American Indians, isn't it? Yeah, you put their little local fucking things together and go out and just fucking kill Indians. Well, it's just an Indian. Don't matter. Not a human being. Times of Israel reports that in the wake of the current war, illegal West Bank settlers have been recruited. Illegal West Bank settlers have been recruited by the army into six so-called regional defense battalions. So they're fucking being, they're kill them and you can take their land. And that's what's going to be here too. What do you think they're working up to here, people? What are you going to fucking do when a Jew? You're going to sit back and go, I condemn that, man. I am going to do that right now too, people. I want you to know from the trenches, worldreport.com. Fuck. We condemn this. For example, in the village of Susia, a Palestinian shepherd named Ahmad Jabara Nawaje, was brutally beaten in front of his wife and daughters and threatened with death in the middle of the night by masked men in IDF uniforms armed with M16 assault rifles. They warned if he did not destroy structures on his property and leave his land, they would come back and kill him. Defensive, people. This is what defense is. This is defending yourself. So you can go out and defend yourself in the same way, right? And call it defense. When he put the gun to my neck, I was terrified. I thought he was going to shoot me. I thought it was over. My heart was beating like crazy. Nawaje told the outlet. He says such incidents are the new reality in the West Bank, laminating. We have nowhere else to go. We don't have any alternative. Yeah, that's because you're being genocided. Additionally, deliberate destruction and sabotage of water tanks and solar panels has occurred in multiple Palestinian villages, according to B.S.B. Teslim. You think about it. They told when they signed the treaties with the Indians here in the United States, they told them, you'll have the protection. The army will hold up the terms of the treaty. And boy, somebody would find gold and they'd come. And next thing you know, these people, we need a new treaty. Take more of your fucking land. And take more of your land. And when they bulked, they had civilian militias go out with the fucking regulars, just like this shit we're talking here. And they fucking killed, they murdered whole fucking goddamn peoples. And it's going to happen here, right? Where we're fucking at, they're planning to do this very same thing. These motherfuckers think they can pull this off. I got news for you, son of a bitch. You can't. You're not going to come fucking close. And despite people coming on the goddamn site with your defeatism ends today, motherfucker, because I'm throwing you off the site. You know who you are. Additionally, deliberate destruction and sabotage of water tanks and solar panels has occurred in multiple Palestinian villages, according to B. Teslim. For instance, in Suzyeh, three water centers, I guess it would be cisterns, three water cisterns were damaged severely and rendered unusable after a man believed to be a settler using a tractor pushed rubble into them under the supervision of the IDF, the Israeli defense forces. This was a defensive fucking action, people. It wasn't a fucking conquering of this fucking person and a taking of this person's fucking personal property, his fucking land. It was defensive for the fucking chosen ones, soldiers. In response for, to questions regarding the demolition, the Israeli Army spokesman stated, IDF forces that came to Susse to carry out an engineering operation, engineering, you mean running the people off the fucking property, on October 16th exceeded the boundaries of the action that had been defined due to lack of coordination. You fucking, that's what you call bullshit. Peace Now, the Israeli activist group, has explained that Israel's bombing campaign and ground invasion in Gaza, invasion, that's a defensive action, in Gaza, which has killed over 11,000 people, and that 11,000 number is held too fucking long. You know, it's a way fucking more than that. It's just like the 11 million immigrants that were here for 20 fucking years, my fucking ass. Palestinians, along with tensions at the border with Hezbollah, created a new reality where the security team system is the West Bank increasingly relies on settlers within the framework of operational activities becoming more dependent on them. The group adds that ideological and violent settlers leverage the war to coerce the military for their own goods, goals of expulsion and harm to Palestinians. Defensive people. This is all defensive. This is the Israeli Defense Forces. These are fucking civilians going out and killing goddamn Palestinians. Well, just like it was here with the Indians. What do you Indians think about your good friends that are giving you all the goodies right now? Settlers have murdered olive harvesters and then even killed people attending their funerals. OCHA says that since the October 7th Hamas attack, here we are again. What was the name of this fucking goddamn thing here? Antiwar.com. Down here. Antiwar.com. Let's go just get in there. For instance, in Susa Water Center, is damaged severely. So. Where were we? I had to see who it. Oh, settlers. Yeah, here we are. Murdered olive harvesters and killed people attending their funerals. OCHA says that since the October 7th Hamas attack, no! Don't claim to be a fucking patriot site and use the terminology. This is called goddamn propaganda, motherfucker. We know it is a goddamn false flag. Everybody knows it was a false flag. To take the goddamn fucking rest of the fucking Palestinians out and fucking terminate their fucking lives. Don't call it anything else. That's how you get your fucking fat wallet, though, ain't it? All you got to do is throw in the fucking goddamn slogans and buzzwords, buddy. You fucking, this is not a Hamas attack. It was a goddamn red... false flag operation, and the war on Gaza began. Settlers attacks, war on Gaza, war. You call that a fucking war? Fucking committing genocide is not war, and it's not fucking defensive. Settlers attacks on Palestinians have more than doubled. Itmar Ben Gvir, the extremist settler and Israeli national security minister, announced last month that Tel Aviv would purchase and distribute 10,000 assault rifles to Israeli citizens, including within the West Bank illegal settlements. So they're in illegal settlements. They're already killing fucking people. They can have 10,000 fucking rifles because you want to kill every goddamn one of those fucking Palestinians, don't you? But they're over here. They're worried about you having fucking guns. They're trying to, if they could just get your fucking guns away, look what they could do. Because these fuckers who are going after these people with assault rifles, well, they've got people they're going after, they don't have no guns. They don't have nothing. Imagine being a Palestinian and you got your little children and your fucking wife there. And these motherfucking psychotic fucking goddamn murderers are coming to kill them. What do you can throw yourself out front. That's what a man would do, and that's probably what these guys are doing. But this is what you get when you let yourself be disarmed. And as for fucking goddamn Iran wanting a bomb, if I live next door to these motherfuckers, I'd want the goddamn meanest goddamn nuclear arsenal on this fucking planet, because these are the sick son of a bitches that should have never had it. You were worried about fucking Iraq. You were worried about fucking Iran. You were worried about North Korea. Here's the sickest fuckers on the earth. You gave it to them, didn't you, son of a bitchin' traitors? Including within the West Bank illegal settlements. According to Axios, the U.S. State Department is set to approve $34 million sale of 24,000 M16 semi-automatic and automatic rifles, because these people here can have automatic rifles because they're shooting Palestinian babies. If you shoot Palestinian babies, we'll give you an automatic rifle, but hey, you there, you're going to fucking defend the fucking Bill of Rights. You're going to defend fucking freedom and liberty. You terrorists, you can't have an automatic, fully automatic rifle. After reportedly receiving dubious assurances from Tel Aviv that the weapons will not be provided to settlers. Fuck. Well, that don't mean Israel. So, well, hell, if they said it, they mean it, man. I mean, they're the most honest people there ever fucking was. Now, ain't they? Concurrently, per the Palestinian Prisoners Society, almost 2,800 Palestinians have been rounded up by Israeli security forces, since it's defensive, since October 7th, as a huge arrest campaign has been ongoing in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. Middle East Eye reports the compiled figures include arrests made from homes, military checkpoints, and Palestinians forced to submission under pressure by Israeli forces. Although the war on Gaza is making all the headlines because of the thousands of women and children the Israelis have committed genocide on. Yeah, they killed them. When they killed them, they committed genocide, and they did it on purpose. They circled fucking hospitals. That's your fucking target in a war, isn't it? A fucking hospital. If there's a Red Cross on it, bomb it. Oh, they're using them as human shields. Well, they're not very goddamn good human shields, are they? If you don't care to shoot through them, they can't be human shields, can they? If you really want to kill those little fucking kids like you do, like you've said you do, you want to exterminate a people, they can't be called human shields, can they? The West Bank is now receiving more international attention. Concerning the West Bank, I'd like to express the strongest condemnation. Oh, thank goodness. Did you do condemnation, really? Antiwar.com. You got to get that in there, right? I mean, that's going to get you your fucking, some more fucking money, man. You get in your fucking corporation, INC, you son of a bitches. By France and of the violence carried out by the settlers against Palestine, Annie Clary Lindgerda, a spokesperson for the French Foreign Ministry, told press conference, violence which has the clear objective of forced displacement of the Palestinians and a policy of terror, she added. That's defensive, you stupid bitch. They're just trying to defend themselves by fucking committing genocide on a fucking people. Damn it, just like we defended ourselves in Iraq. They had they didn't have no yellow cake uranium, did they? The only munitions they had was the goddamn serum gas with USA on the side of it that they used without no problem on the fucking Iranians during that war. That was a good fucking thing. You sick in the head son of a bitches. Volker Turk, the United Nations human rights chief, admonished that the intensification of violence and severe discrimination against Palestinians, yeah, I guess it'd be discriminating to fucking wipe a whole people out in the occupied West Bank, including East Jerusalem, creates a potential explosive situation. He emphasized, I am ringing the loudest possible alarm bell regarding the deteriorating situation in the West Bank. For Palestinians, prior to October this year, was already one of the deadliest on record before the end of September. They were defending themselves. More than 220 Palestinians had been killed by Israeli forces, including over three dozen children. That figure includes 187 people who were murdered. You're calling it murder. Back here, you talk about it being a war. Are you a propagandist? murdered in the occupied territories and another 37 killed, mostly amidst the smaller bombing campaign in the Gaza Strip. So there you have it. I mean, that's what defense is, people. Oh, fuck. I'm so sick of this shit. CIA boss confesses we covered up Hunter Biden's sickening child sex crimes. Hey, you know what? You can get him right now, motherfucker. Go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Right at the top, there's a goddamn video of him with fucking little six-year-olds dressed like prostitutes weighing out fucking his crack cocaine he's doing as he pedophiles them, you prick. U.S. warship intercepts drone. I really don't give a shit. Once Biden stares blankly. Well, boy, of course he stares blankly at the teleprompter, and the motherfucker's brain dead. Canadian 10-year-old begins gender transition at Manitoba Children's Hospital. You want to hear some sick shit? Here we go. This is by Hannah Nightingale, the post-millennial. On Wednesday, the Children's Hospital Foundation of Manitoba promoted the story of Mary on its X account, applauding the transgender 10-year-old being on a gender-affirming path to make her feel more authentically herself. And you remember we read the article the other day where they shut down the people who were coming out and said that they'd done this and how much they regretted it and how it ruined their fucking lives. See, we get rid of that shit. I mean, this would be a promotion of it. At the age of seven people, think about a seven-year-old. They don't know up from fucking down. And if daddy's a little fucking weird and mommy's a little fucking weird, they buy him dollies to play with. Hey, I guess you could shape him into thinking they were fucking, it would be confusing. And then watching the goddamn mainstream media, Disney and all this horse shit where girls are in men's roles and men are in women's fucking roles and the toughest guy's a fucking punk. At the age of seven, the foundation wrote, Mary began to articulate feelings of longing to be a real girl. Horse shit. Horse shit. Hell, she's barely learned to fucking talk. Femininity, dresses, rainbow, and girls' roles in games. Well, he had barely learned to talk games. And on screen Disney movies. Felt like the only areas that truly aligned with her dignity. No, it's a little boy. There are two biological creatures. There's the male and the fucking female. There's nothing you can do to change that fucking scientific mathematical fact, you fucking cocksuckers. But see, when they got to put out goddamn shit like this, that means they're losing ground. Mary's family, the foundation said, immediately discarded Mary's dead name. Well, she did have a dead name on her fucking goddamn birth certificate. The child's male name given at birth and worked with their child in finding her new name that fit who she really is. Mom and dad, you're two fucking freaks. Probably goddamn fucking two men married and calling each other mom or two women, two freaks. They're bringing out the freaking, I mean, you used to have to pay a quarter to go look at some of this shit at the goddamn carnival, remember? Yet echoes of her old name persist an unwelcome reminder in the doctor's office and dental chairs that health systems are still not up to speed on the needs of transgender kids. What they need to leave those kids alone is what you need to do. It's school ain't about reading, writing, and arithmetic and learning how to learn so that you can fucking go on in life and make your way. It's about fucking fags and queers. It's about sex. That's what schools are for. The essence of school, sex, sex, sex. That's what it's about. For little babies, fucking kindergartners, sex. Teach them how to play. They don't even know what they're fucking doing. The promo piece by the foundation notes a study done by Dr. Bathila, a pediatric resident of HSC, Children's Hospital, who committed herself to understanding the experiences of transitioning youth in Manitoba during her resident research project. Fuck you, you sick. No, you're a bunch of fucking communists. You want the little girls to be little boys. You want the little boys to be little girls. Then you have a population that you can kick the shit out of and control. Well, it ain't going to fucking work. Because there's too many, I mean, what shows me that there's enough people out there to fucking wipe you out is you have to push it and push it. And so much fucking propaganda. If something's real, I mean, it sells itself, doesn't it? I mean, if you have a really good product, you just can't keep up right from the fucking beginning. If you have to fucking, I mean, if there's, you know, a lot of products, like, you know, you took McDonald's, more spent on advertising than spent on the goddamn food you're eating. You better understand that. That's why it's garbage. And that's why this is garbage. A key finding from her research reportedly underscores the paramount importance of having safe providers that can be supportive of the unique health care needs of a transgender kid. Fuck you. There's no such fucking thing. One scientific issue that the study found was the perceived lack of support a youth found once they start looking for to transition. Oh, fuck you. You sick in the head son of a bitches. You're going to fucking pay the full fucking measure. You make sure you understand that because this shit's getting ready to break loose. If you ain't about had all you can fucking have, you're not human. The study reveals a broader challenge of what some call structural transphobia within a healthcare system. These systems are currently ill-equipped. Well, it's kind of tough to work on somebody as a fucking doctor or a nurse when you come in and you say, they help my little girl, and you pull down their pants and they got a dick. You think that could throw somebody off? Or you think that all through the fucking procedures and the testing and everything, it has to be identified as a fucking, its natural fucking goddamn self as a boy? You think that might fuck things up? Maybe that's why they can't do it? These systems are currently ill-equipped to support youth who have changed their names or pronouns. It's bad enough. You know, they put the fucking tag on your arm when you go in the hospital. I would never go in a hospital. I'd never go in a doctor's office. But in the day, they put the thing in, and everything they did, they had to fucking run a scanner over that to make sure that it was part of the fucking record. And they had the right person. You had to tell them your name and your fucking date of birth. And they had to verify that it was you and you were a fucking male. And everything. But when you throw in this fucking goddamn turd, there's this sabo into the fucking cogs. This is fucking dangerous, don't you think? These children, the foundation said, frequently were misgendered. Misgendered. Who misgendered them, you son of a bitch? They were born naturally what they are. If somebody fucking sickened them, it was probably their fucking two mommies or two daddies. And addressed by their dead name. Fuck you and your dead name shit, leading to negative psychological impacts, especially for children. Stay away from our fucking children. That's what's going to get you killed. You're going to find out what we'll do for our fucking children. We'll fucking skin your fucking asses alive and put a stake up your ass while you're still alive and let you sit there and fucking suffer to death, you motherfuckers. The Hathel suggested social transitioning for children awaiting cross-sex hormones and surgeries, which includes changing and dressing hairstyle and the use of special garments like binders to alleviate the discomfort of being in the wrong body, as well as speech therapy and a change in the name and pronouns. The goddamn fucking biological system of the human species fucking produces boys and it produces fucking girls. And there ain't a goddamn thing you can do about it. It's decided when the fucking goddamn sperm hits the fucking egg. It either comes out to be a boy or it's going to be a girl. And from that point on, it's a boy or a girl, clear to the end of its fucking life. No matter what kind of lipstick you put on that fucking pig, it's still a fucking pig. The research underscores the importance of allyship in supporting transitioning individuals during their social transition, respecting each phase of the transition, even if the ally doesn't fully understand is crucial. No, it's stupid. Like, you're stupid. You think you could sell fucking snow to an Eskimo. You're not doing it. You're failing. You fucking already failed. But you're going to, hey man, they're still sending you the grant checks that are fucking unlawful. Those are allocations from Congress. And there ain't no Congress because there's never a fucking Constitution. It's a Constitution that never was. The only law there is in this land is unalienable. Absolute fucking ratified by the representatives of the people who have the jurisdictional authority to do it. Law of December 15, 1791. The rest you can shove up your fucking weirdo asses. You probably like it, but not in the form of an unfinished two before, and that's what I'll give your fucking ass. Her plans to be a famous actress won't allow time to be a mom anyway. Oh, that's I missed the part. Mary, now 10, already worries about the future in relation. 10-year-old, the fucking 10-year-old, and having children. But the foundation brushes it off and says her plans to be a famous actress won't allow time to be a mom anyway. You fucking, we need to get our hands on these motherfuckers, people. If you don't see that, but maybe people are. I mean, you're, the way this shit propaganda is being run, man, there's a lot we're not hearing about. Mary's parents said that they started seeing subtle signs with Mary. Well, who were her parents? Was it a man and a man, a woman and a woman? What was it? Two transvestites? Huh? Did they adopt the child? Did they? I mean, you don't clarify much in here. With Mary at the age of 5, I see her at the age of 5. I seen her at the age of 2, but did you give somebody, one of you give birth to her? Two of you men give birth or two of you women give birth with an insemination, artificial insemination? With Mary at the age of 5 and their child was transgender. You're a sick motherfucker. You don't know up from fucking down. You need to be taken out behind the shit house and shot in the head with a .22 like a fucking rabid dog you are. The promo includes with glowing advertising for the Children's Hospital with Mary's parents being thankful for the crucial role the hospital has in getting Mary treatment. It's not treatment, it's goddamn fucking mutilation, you sick in the head son of a bitches. From pediatricians to the gender diversity and affirming action of youth, GD Day, or GDAY, GDAYA program, their supports have been invaluable, guiding youth in Manitoba through their gender-affirming journey and supporting those experiences. And don't you dare let nobody come up that's had this done to them, that grew older and found out what they fucking did to them and how much they messed up their lives, how much their lives will always be messed up. Don't let nobody, don't let them speak you. They try to speak you, bring however many you can have to pay for, and you bring them and you shout them down. You don't let the truth get out because the truth might set you free. Caused from a mismatch between gender identity and sex assigned at birth are foundational goals of the GDDAY, whatever in the hell that is. Since 2010, GDDAY, GDDAY, I guess, has provided services to more than 450 transgender youth patients. See, this is this whole goddamn thing. We're talking about 0.0004% on a world fucking basis. And we're fucking, and this is what you're taking the school out of schools. I mean, you're not teaching goddamn reading, writing, arithmetic. Our kids are being dumbed down to the point to, fuck, we used to be number one in intelligence. I mean, you got to get people pretty fucking stupid to accept the one world order fucking goddamn slavery, don't ya? Well, it ain't going to fucking work, you stupid pricks, because people aren't going to let it fucking work. You haven't met the American nationals yet. Since 2010, GD Day has provided services to more than 450 transgender patients. Fuck you, ain't no patient, it's a kid you're fucking up. Mary, the dancer, singer, and dreamer, moves forward with grace, support, and by the love and care of her family. I just wonder what that family consists of. I wonder if it's two men or two women. And the medical experience, or two fucking transgenders. And the medical expertise at Children's Hospital, her story is not one of personal triumph, but a testament to the power of understanding, compassion, and unwavering support. Mary's journey shows the community around a child can play an important role in paving the way for their improved quality of life. Yeah, that's your fucking, see, fuck you. Who are you? You fucking nobody, nothing, son of a bitches. But you're going to have this thrown out there, and it's going to be picked up by a fucking propagandist, and these motherfuckers are making bank. They don't live in the fucking jungle like I do, with fucking nothing like a goddamn animal. These people make fucking big fucking bucks. Man, you run something like this, man, oh, goddamn, your ass is going to hurt from that wallet. Of life through a life lived authentically. We're going to take a fucking quick break and we'll be right back. Hmm.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's just for that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and in there if you get a few, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry. No, do not mail donations. I got to take that out of there. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:48 Pacific Time, and that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Fucking Jungle. And it's becoming a more realistic fucking saying every day, isn't it? Let's go back and see what other kind of bullshit we can find. Fucking sickos. Here we are. The Jerusalem Post quoting U.S. General, American troops prepared to die for Israel. Well, you better be volunteers because you try and take our fucking kids over there to fight for them fucking kites. You'll fight us right here in our fucking houses on these fucking streets. And we will rip your fucking asses to pieces. It will be a fire NATO. All the fucking hate and discontent will be fucking shown to you through fucking goddamn aggression. This is by Ben Bertie, Armageddon Prose. The multinational corporate state, apparent goal here, it can only be inferred based on the behavior of key high-level state actors, is to test how in your face the governing authorities can get with their Israeli first agenda without inflicting serious political damage on themselves. So far, for reasons that are disconcerting, if not inexplicable, the Make America Great Again movement by the large few, by and large, with a few notable exceptions like Candace Owens, who suggests that Nikki Haley should run for president of Israel, she should appear to be taking it good. But when you run for president here, that's what Trump was. He ran for president, and he was made king of Israel, wasn't he? Appear to be taking it good and hard. The spineless scapegoats ought to swap their mega caps for cucks for Israel, whatever that means. Replacements via Jerusalem Post. As far as decision-making is at a partnership, Lieutenant General Richard Clark continued stressing nonetheless that at the end of the day, it is about the protection of Israel. Israel, Israel. What is Israel to us? Nothing. But it's about, at the end of the day, our fucking lives, everything we own, our fucking history, everything belongs to Israel. No, it fucking don't, Kike. You're going to have to come and fucking take it from us, and you ain't going to fight. Hey, you know what? You're going to find out we got things that'll fuck you up. And who's going to come fucking fight for you? The fucking world hates your fucking guts. And if there's a question in regards to how we will operate, the last vote will probably go to Zvika Hamanovich. So that must be an Israeli. Washington and Israel have signed an agreement which would see the U.S. come to assist Israel with missile defense in times of war. No, it was like a few years ago, maybe 4 years ago. They came out in the whole goddamn Senate, and they all voted. It was like everything to nothing. It's because it's Israel. That cocksucker Netanyahu could take our troops into an aggressive war, not defense. Fuck that IDF. Fucking what would be the fucking opposite to be? IAF, Israeli aggressive forces, that's what the son of a bitches are, according to Hamanovich. I am sure once the order comes, we will find here U.S. troops on the ground to be part of our deployment and team to defend the state of Israel. Fuck the state of Israel. Fuck every kike fucking one of you thieving, garbage, misery-making motherfuckers. And those U.S. troops would be deployed to Israel are prepared to die for a Jewish state, Clark said. You ready to go kill little babies, are you? Yeah, you fucking freaks. And what this goddamn military is, well, it ain't our military. It's a U.N. military. But high heels. I mean, pink high heels. You can go, yeah, you can go there and kill babies. Why not? You kill them here. We are ready to commit to the defense of Israel. At any time we get involved in a kinetic fight, there is always the risk that there will be casualties. But we accept that as every conflict we train for and enter here is always that possibility, he said. You know, I think of that South Park where they put all the black people in the front of a fucking tank as a human shield. That's what they'll do with Americans. You're less than a fucking dog to them, motherfuckers. Don't you get it? You see, they're past the point where they can step back with tanks and shoot hospitals, and they're at the point where you actually have to go in and fucking people are going to get killed. You could get hurt. Let's get them a dumb fucking American goy over here. Let's get our goddamn goy over here and get them. They can do the dying, because everybody knows that 20 Israeli lives are worth more than 1,000 American lives, right? Lack of any pretext of American troops in the Middle East promoting American national security interests whatsoever, a wild concept, admittedly, in this rhetoric from Lieutenant General Clark. It's straight to the serving of Israel. Duh. The question is, why bother wearing an American flag on that uniform at all? Better yet, why not swap the whole thing out wholesale for an IDF uniform like the one that Representative Brian Mast wore in the American Congress last month, who somehow escaped so much as a word of criticism for his Republican from his Republican comrades. Don't forget, we've got election coming up. The vote. Republican comrades, much less censure and removal from office. And he shows it. There's a, go over there if you can't want to go over the site. You can see this cocksucker stand there in a goddamn IDF uniform. A fucking what's supposed to be, would be a congressman or a just said representative. But this is fucking, this is who he represents. A goddamn, I mean, it ain't blatant enough that these goddamn Israeli Americans are running the fucking joint. This son of a bitch is wearing a goddamn military uniform. Supposed to be in our, supposed to be a representative of our people. You're not representing us, motherfucker. What you're doing is fitting yourself for a fucking hemp rope around your fucking treasonous neck. Mast might be a treacherous son of a bitch, but he's at least markedly more honest about which interests he actually serves than Lieutenant General Clark. That's true. Israel, 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 next pandemic program. Florida Republicans target scholarship grants. Yeah, here we are. For students supporting Hamas. Identical legislation filed in Florida's House and Senate would make students eligible for several key financial benefits. Tallahassee, Florida. Florida college students who promote Hamas. And promoting Hamas is fucking condemning fucking goddamn the genocide that the fucking Israelis are committing on the fucking Palestinians. That's promoting Hamas, don't you know? Well, Hamas works for fucking Israel. I mean, this is kind of a catch-22, ain't it? Promote Hamas and other designated terrorist organizations, like the terrorist organization right here that you're listening to that fucking advocates for the enforcement of the fucking Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791 and the hanging of every fucking traitor involved in the theft of our country, involved in fucking the killing of our fucking people, could have their scholarships, grants, and other benefits yanked from them under a new bill proposed Wednesday by Republican lawmakers. The idea is the latest attempt by Florida policymakers to punish college students who are expressing support for Palestinians. Hey, motherfucker, it's called the First Article. You ain't got a goddamn thing. You don't tell me who to hate. You don't tell me who to like. I fucking take my own perceptions and form my own fucking opinions, and I can voice them as I goddamn well please. And you try to do something about it, you get a fucking bullet. You get a rope around your fucking neck. You get the torches and the pitchforks, you motherfuckers. Israel-Hamas war. No, it's not an Israel-Hamas war. Quit calling it that. It's fucking genocide. Who wrote this fucking shit? See, every one of them, every time we come to that part, Israeli-Hamas war. It ain't no fucking war. It is the Israelis committing genocide on the Palestinians. Keep it simple. Otherwise, I know you're stuffing your fucking pockets while you're sitting on your goddamn, in front of your $100,000 fucking goddamn studio, you fucker, on which tensions inflamed on campuses across the country. Already, Florida has attempted to disband Students for Justice in Palestine. What a fucking justice? We'll have you shot. You say the word justice. In Palestine groups at two state universities, while Governor Ron DeSantis, that dirty, rotten Jew-ass sucking son of a bitch, on the GOP. Say this is GOP. We're getting close to the presidential election. GOP. I'm a GOP. What is that? I'm a GOP. Well, I'm a GOP. I vote. Yeah, change. Presidential campaign trail pledges to cancel student visas for anyone sharing common cause with Hamas. You mean like not wanting the genocide of the fucking Palestinian people? That would be sharing common cause, wouldn't it? But no, actually it would not, because Hamas works for fucking Israel. They're all fucking, we had an article yesterday, all the fucking mansions they fucking own, all the shit they fucking own across, I mean, they're filthy fucking rich, Hamas is, because they work for the fucking kikes. This has all been a fucking set, just like COVID-19. It didn't exist. This goddamn bullshit in October didn't exist. They put it there as a pretext for fucking genocide and call it what it is. It's not a fucking war. When a fucking 15 fucking goddamn armed soldiers with M-15s go up and shoot a little crippled girl on the corner, you're going to call that a fucking war? Oh, that was a defensive action, don't you know? Florida taxpayers should not be in the business of subsidizing education of terrorist sympathizers. Fuck you. You don't get to tell us what to fucking think, who we like, who we dislike. See, they tell you you can't hate. You can't hate. If you can't hate, you can't love. They can't tell you what to think. They want to be able to tell you what to think. Try to tell me what to think, you motherfuckers. Do it. Who wish to do us and others harm, State Senator Blasey, Ingolia, yeah, I'm sure, Republican Spring Hill. Yeah, this is one of our fucking native fucking Irish people who sponsored the Senate bills, said in a statement. Let's see what we're here. Identical legislation filed in Florida's House of Senate would make students ineligible for several key financial benefits at a state college and university if they promote the foreign terrorist organization in the, just because you, no, they're not. You're the fucking foreign terrorist organization, Israel. You are the fucking aggressor. You are the motherfucker in there sending goddamn civilians in to kill the fucking unarmed Palestinians and take their fucking property. Invader. Just like everybody knew you were the invader from the fucking get-go. You slimy fucking pig shit motherfuckers will not succeed. I'm telling you right fucking now. And there was one more down here. I mean, let me see if I can find it here. No, it's in one of these other ones. But you had Donald Trump. Donald Trump came up in that article we were just reading, talking about taking the fucking financing away. He said, if you fucking against Israel, basically, if you're against Israel, you can get out of our country. I'll tell you what, you Scotch motherfucker. You aren't even a goddamn full an American national. You get the fuck out of my country, you Jew-ass sucking son of a bitch. Go over there and be a prince and go over there and put on your goddamn garb. Get your pistol out of your fucking sock and go over there and see if you can take on some goddamn real Hezbollah or something, you motherfucker. Tell me to get out of my fucking country. You get the fuck out of my country. My people have been here since before this was a fucking country. You're the fucking interloper, Scotsman. Go back to Scotland and live with your fucking mommy and stay the fuck away from me. You treasonous son of a bitch and all you fucking Trump tards. Hey, man, he did lie and he is a pedophile, but goddamn, I did make a little more money in my check that was being paid for by money stolen from my great-great-grandchildren. Hell, I won't be around to see him suffer. You fuckheads. I guess that's about all this I can fucking take, people. We'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. But don't let these motherfuckers scare you or push you or tell you, fuck you, get out of my country, you son of a bitch. I was here first. Anyways, that's the word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, brother.
You do the same, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies! Give up.